God gave his only begotten Son, that we should not perish, but have an everlasting life. The Savior of the whole wide world had nowhere to be born but in a manger. And oh, how everything was so understood. Even the cattle on a thousand hills.
I give you my money, baby, my last dime. Soon as you got up, mama, you changed your mind. Still, you'll need me some more cold winter day. I give you my money, mama, buy your shoes and clothes. Soon you got big change, you put me outdoors. Still, you'll need me some more cold. What a day, play the Lord and lost a boy for me. I'll play it, Papa Weaver. Whoop it for the women. When I took you, Mama, your shoes were thin. No man wanted you, no one took you in. Now you'll need me. Summer cold, winter day. When I took you, mama, feet it on the ground. Ain't no man, baby, wanted you around. Still, you need me, summer cold, winter day. Took your breakfast, brought it to your bed. Took my comb, baby, combed your head. Still, you need me some more cold winter day. Make no difference, mama. Change your lock and key. Too many women want a man like me. Still, you will need me some more cold winter day. Cut away, mama. It won't be long. I know you'll miss me, but days I'm gone, still you need me, summer cold, what a day. Hey, Lord, on that. I took you, mama, treated you nice and kind. Soon as you got on your feet, you wouldn't pay me no mind. Still, you need me some more cold winter day.
Blind Willie McTell with Cold Winter Day, wrapping up Weekly World Blues for tonight and for the year. In fact, I'm off next week. Little Danny of the Cool Blue Flame show on the Give the Drummer radio stream will be filling in next week. And this just in, Little Danny also filling in for Therese.
To the Downtown Soulville show on WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for an hour spinning soul 45s as I do every Friday night here on WFMU. So a special sad show tonight. Last week, after doing my show Friday, I woke up Saturday morning to hear the horrible news that J.J. Barnes, wonderful Detroit soul singer, had died at age 79. And tonight I'm going to do a tribute to J.J. Barnes. All J.J. Barnes records tonight. I'll tell you all about him, too. Born in 1943 in Detroit. Died December 10th. Did a live performance this fall at Detroit A-Go-Go, which is a celebration of Detroit soul performers that's gone on several times annually in the past several years, put together by a wonderful Englishman named Phil Dick. It's kind of an amazing event where hundreds of middle-aged Brits flood the city of Detroit to see their heroes. Some Detroiters go to these shows too. Anyway, JJ performed in late October. He said at the time it would be his last performance, and he was right. Sad to say. So let's hear some of his very earliest material. All this recorded in Detroit between 1960 and 1964. Then I'll come back and tell you more about him. Here's J.J. Barnes on the Downtown Soulville Show.
Everybody needs to stop. Yes, color, I am seeing. My baby's eyes are blue. My baby's love so true. But the girl likes red. I like green, yeah.
I like green.
There ain't nothing in this world like the color.
I like green.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU, paying tribute tonight to the life of the great departed J.J. Barnes. Died last Saturday. Very sad news. Before I say anything else, I want to direct you to a very informative article about him that came out this fall to coincide with that Detroit Agogo event I mentioned earlier. Weekly publication in Detroit called the Metro Times published a very thoroughly researched article by my friend Adam Stanfell. You can go to the website metrotimes.com and find that. So in that last set, that last one was his very first record. At age 17, he recorded that with a major figure in Detroit music named Don Davis. More on him later. That was called Won't You Let Me Know. Backing group was the Delphis, who would go on to become Martha and the Vandellas. That came out on two labels. My copy's on a label called Rich. Also came out on Cable. Before that, three tracks on a Detroit small label called McKay's. Lonely No More, Color Green, and Get a Hold of Yourself. And one on the Ring label, Poor Unfortunate Me. So JJ, a headliner in Detroit, just entering his prime after the stuff you heard in that last set, but hadn't had a hit yet. Then he signed with a great local label called Rick Tick Records, which was part of a larger company called Golden World, owned by a local businessman named Ed Wingate and his partner Joanne Bratton. So, starting in 65, J.J. Barnes released four singles on the Rick Tick label, some highlights of which we're going to hear right now. Here's J.J. Barnes on the Downtown Soulville Show.
Yeah. watching my girl, then you do your own. If I'm black, shame on me, just leave us alone. Easily sway, loving her as I do. To yourself.
Knocking on your door.
Music of the recently departed J.J. Barnes, giant of Detroit soul music. Those last five tracks all came out on the Rick Tick label between 1965 and 1966. I would say all eight Rick Tick sides that J.J. recorded were killer. But that's all I have time for. So in mid-66, Berry Gordy decided he was going to buy out Golden World Rick Tick. They had a very professional studio that he turned into Motown Studio B, and he included in that deal were the contracts of Edwin Starr and J.J. Barnes. So JJ got to Motown, hit the ground running in the recording studio, but for semi-mysterious reasons, nothing came out. During what should have been his prime, when he was a big deal in Detroit, no releases. This is a guy who'd been putting out four or so records a year for several years. Then from the summer of 66 through the spring of 67, he had nothing. Several unreleased Motown tracks during that period, but nothing came out. Then he was able to get out of his contract with Motown and fall back into the warm embrace of Mr. Don Davis at Groovesville Records. If you read that Metro Times article by Adam Stanfell at metrotimes.com, there are a couple interesting anecdotes about his time at Motown. The story goes that Marvin Gaye felt a little threatened because his voice, JJ's voice, was so similar to Marvin's at the time. And Marvin put some pressure on his brother-in-law, Berry Gordy, and they just sat on JJ. So once he got to Groovesville, he had the closest thing to a national hit that he would ever have in his career. He never quite had that magical combination of quality, timing, promotion, distribution, and luck that would have resulted in a huge hit. But this song I'm about to play on Don Davis's Groovesville label reached number 9 on the national R&B charts. Here's JJ Barnes.
Oh. your heart. Now I'm so glad you're back again. I'm so glad you're back. Welcome back. Hey, I miss you so. I won't hurt you, girl, like I did before. I must have been crazy out of my mind to lose a girl like you. You're so sweet and kind. That's why now I got you back. Much misery. I wanna thank you, girl, for holding on to a dying love and a man so wrong. That's why now that I got you back, I'm never gonna let you go. No. Yeah.
was so kind. I just can't break the chain.
Music of J.J. Barnes on the Downtown Soulville show. J.J. sadly passed away last Saturday in Detroit. Lifelong Detroiter, except for a period when I think he lived in England, because he was so popular in England with the Northern Soul fans that he spent quite a bit of time there and did a lot of recording there. I'm hoping to squeeze in one record that came out on an English label in the 70s. So in that last set, five tracks that came out between 1967 and 68 on the Groovesville and Revelot labels, local Detroit labels, after he got out of his ill-fated Motown contract. I want to say that J.J. Barnes holds a special position for me in my own fandom and collectordom. When I first started getting into Detroit Soul 45s circa 1986 or so, scouring shops in Detroit, I was finding tons of J.J. Barnes records on all these cool-looking local labels that I had never seen or heard of, because he was so prolific during the 60s, and so many of his records were local hits. Sadly, not national hits, but yeah, he became kind of a hero of mine. Got to meet him, got to see him perform a couple times. Great guy, in addition to being a fantastic singer, and he wrote many of his own songs as well. So when Don Davis was eventually signed to Stax Records in Memphis, he brought along some Detroit talent, including J.J. I'm going to play one that came out on Volt, the Stax subsidiary, and it's from 1969. It's called Snowflakes, I think. Here it is. Okay. J.J. Barnes.
From my weeping eyes, sunny days few since you cut me loose, and without the love you give, I don't want to live. I'm like a snowflake on a very hot fire, and without your love, me couldn't last very long. I'm like a snowflake on a very hot fire, without your love, couldn't last very long. I was a fool, 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 stay all alone, knowing all the time I was doing.
sea of illusion. Open up your heart and save me from confusion. Though I may be sad, hurt me twice as bad. Without the love you give,
so this is JJ covering that giant hit for the group Ace. He recorded this in 1977, came out on the Contempo label in England. Before this one, Snowflakes on Volt. So now I want to play a couple of things that will give us a little hint of what might have been if he had caught on at Motown, a couple unreleased Motown tracks. Here's JJ Barnes, recorded late 1966, Motown Studios. It's called Every Time I See You, I Go Wild.
Every time I see your face, girl, I feel it earthquake.
little taste of what might have been some finished Motown tracks recorded by J.J. Barnes in late 1966 that just never came out. But you can find them on these. There's a series of CDs, four volumes, I believe, A Cellar Full of Motown. All four of them are two CD sets of all unreleased Motown tracks. I highly, highly recommend finding those. So you can maybe hear why Marvin Gaye might have felt a little freaked out by Motown's signing J.J. Barnes.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. Lots of soul music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music.